This morning's reading is taken from the Gospel of John, beginning to read at chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Rob, can you put the first slide, please, on the screen? Do you recognize that place? It was taken by a specialist photographer. Me. But actually, yeah, it's a church. But have you been round the park? How many of you have been round the park? Right. Perhaps you'd give me a tour around one day. I mean, I come here. I haven't been around the park. I've seen the woods, the trees and so on. And I gather some lovely places. But, you know, I haven't been round it. Is there a lake? A lake. Good. Yeah. Maybe one day you'll take me round. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I would prefer if you could do something else for me. Come to the second slide. You see, what I'd really like is to see the park from above. Wouldn't it be lovely? If you took me around, I'd see the woods and the trees and the flowers and all the rest of it, and it would be lovely. But, you see, if I'm up in a helicopter, I'd get a different view, a lovely view. Now, 2 weeks ago, those of you who were here, we had a message about the Christmas story, like being taken through the park. All the details, the shepherds, Mary, Joseph, the angels, and all the rest of it, done in quite a dramatic way, actually. It was quite impressive. I'm sorry you weren't here. You missed it. It was great. But you see, I've been given a helicopter view. You see, John the Apostle, Mark, Luke, and Matthew, they take us through the park, as it were. Details of the Christmas story. John the Apostle, he said, come up here. I'll give you a bigger view, a different view. The same story, but a different view altogether. So, why Christmas? What's the message? Three things, really, John the Apostle wanted to give us. First, the reason for Christmas. And then, what's the event that's actually remembered at Christmas? And what is the message of Christmas for us? Let's have the third slide. Anybody here good at woodwork? No. Would you be surprised if I said to you, I made that table? Okay. And you would be right. But, you know, if I had made that table, I would be proud of it. The man who made that table was proud. And he loved the table. He really valued it. But, you know, let's go to the next slide. That same man, he loved his son, but in a different way. The table he'd made, he loved it. He enjoyed it. He appreciated it. But with his son, it was totally different. Why? Because he was his son. The reason for Christmas? You see, God made the world and he loved it. In fact, he said to Adam and Eve, look after it, tend it, care for it. Don't abuse it. But you see, God made men and women, human beings, for a different reason. He loved us in a different way. And the relationship that man has with his son is different from the relationship he has with the table. And the relationship God wants with us is so different from what he can enjoy with the world he created. It's not just he cares for us. I got a phone call one day. Our daughter was at university in Warwick. And she was really unwell. What did I do? I said to Wendy, the parish minister, cancel everything. I'm going to see my daughter. Why? She's my daughter. I care for her. I love her. If she's in trouble, I want to do something. You know, Christmas is because God cares. God cares for us. We read later on, God so loved the world. But actually, to understand the message, we need to personalize. It's not the world, it's you. When you read that lovely verse, God so loved the world, put your name there, John there. That's why I rejoice in that. Christmas. What prompted Christmas? We were in trouble. And Petra knew if she was in trouble, just give Dad a ring. God didn't wait for us to ring him, as it were. He initiated action. That's Christmas. And about the event remembered at Christmas, God taking action, God arriving, coming himself. Let's have the next slide. That man is having his thinking. He's looking in the window and saying, oh no, what's the problem? He sees a problem. What shall I do? Looking out of his window, he sees a problem. Somebody has dashed off with his car wheels. What shall I do? And some people imagine, you see, that God looked down the world and said, oh dear me, there's a mess there. What shall I do? No, no, not at all. It's not like that. Christmas is not like that. Let's have the next slide. You see that? Somebody is going to build a house. What does he do? Long before the house is built, he has a plan. Amazingly, remarkably, unbelievably, God had a plan for Christmas before you were born. I don't understand that because I'm a creature of time. God is not limited by time. And the Apostle Paul tells us, at the right time, just at the right time, God sent his son. God sent his son to buy freedom for those of us who were slaves under the law so he could adopt us to be his own very children. God had a plan. Christmas was God taking action according to a plan he had before. So what's the message of Christmas? Well, we can celebrate Christmas for many. It's a nice story. Birth of a child, a great teacher, manger, the cattle, and all the wise men, all the rest of it. For others, it's actually more than that. It's a message. And the message is God loves you. And actually, no, it's not true. That's not the message. Don't misunderstand me. God loves you. But actually, that's not the only message. The message is not that God loves you. There's something much more than that. Let's have the next slide. That couple going down the river, a romantic day, having a great time, wonderful. But actually, there's a problem there. They're not aware of it. Next slide. They've missed this sign. He was so busy rowing his girlfriend down the river. Danger. Let's have the next slide. Yeah. He was merrily going round. Disaster. Why Christmas? Because we need saving. Let's have the next slide. Here is a man. If the helicopter didn't come and pull him out, he would die. He needs saving. The message of Christmas is we actually need saving. Saving from what? From our sinful nature. Anybody here managed to avoid COVID? Great. The rest of you, did you get it? It's not very good, is it? Fortunately, we've got treatment. But you see, before the treatment came along, we were terrified. If we got it, the chance of survival were not very great. The message of Christmas is we need saving from our sin. We have, as it were, a spiritual virus, which means we're doomed. We can't spend eternity with God. We can't get there. But God says, I love you, and I care for you, and I've created a heaven for you, and I want you to be there with me. We need saving. The message of Christmas is not just God loves you. It's more than that. You had a problem. We have a problem. And God reached out to rescue us. If the helicopter came along and dropped a life jacket down, and the man said, it's okay, I'll swim, what would happen? He'd drown. But actually, the message of Christmas is more than to save you. Yes, the next one. Adoption. God doesn't want to save us in the sense of you're in trouble. Your car's broken down. And fortunately, somebody comes along and says, oh, I'll get it going. I'll tow you to the garage. Much more than that. God says, I'll rescue you and I'll welcome you to be part of my family, to spend eternity with me. Adoption. There was a lad in South America. He was a street child. He had no future. His parents had abandoned him. Somebody managed to take him to one of these places where they looked up to some extent. And then all of a sudden, this man comes along with his wife. It's my brother, my elder brother, all the way from Australia. They went there. They said, we will adopt you. Not we will save you from the squalor of a life on the streets. We will save you from that and welcome you into our family. And the wonder of Christmas and the message of Christmas is God says, I'm going to adopt you into my family. That's why we pray the prayer and we can pray the prayer, our Father who art in heaven. When the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray, they were religious people, these were. They knew about prayer, but they said Jesus could teach them something more. How can we pray? Jesus didn't say to them, pray, Almighty God, creator of the universe. So when you pray, you can pray like this. Our Father. Why? Because Jesus came. Christmas, Easter, Pentecost. And he's coming again to make it possible for you and for me to have that relationship with God. That wherever we are, we can be conscious he's there with us and for us because he's our Father. Christmas. God so loved the world. He came to his own. But the sad thing is, we read in John's gospel, people just didn't want it, rejected him. Can you imagine the man rowing his girlfriend down the river and some said, no, be careful, there's a river, there's a waterfall. He said, oh, keep away, leave us alone, pouring down merrily. But to those who received him, to them he gave the privilege to be called the children of God. So, that's why we rejoice in Christmas. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It's a message. Not only God loves us, he loves us, wants to save us, and we need saving. So the question of this Christmas. Are you able to say that prayer? Our Father. And as you're saying those words, in your mind, you're conscious. When I pray that prayer, Our Father, you know what's in my mind? I see our daughter. And I see her being able to call me Father. And I say, if I care for my daughter the way that God cares for me, and actually God cares for me much more, I ought to rejoice that I have a God who I can trust. Our Father. I hope and pray that this Christmas you will thank God that Jesus came. But you've got to do something about it. We had some friends and we went to see them Christmas Day. And they had presents. And they had a present for our daughter, Petra. And she opens it, tears the paper away, and there's a nice box there. And in the box is a doll. She throws the doll out, starts playing with the box. Because the box was nicely sort of wrapped up. Don't be like that. Don't play with the box of Christmas. Take the present, receive Jesus.